Ginsburg has walked back her Trump statement. Well, she didn't really walk them back. She didn't really walk them back. And we actually have a story that's on the site. If you go to the RobZicariShow.com, RobZicariShow.com, you can read the story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She kind of walked it back. She didn't apologize or say, oh, Donald Trump, and she didn't do that. Okay? She didn't do that. But she did say it was a mistake. Was a mistake for her to say what she said. I'm trying to get the, because it's not a really long quote. It's just a little of a walk back. Just a little. It's amazing. It's funny watching. It's funny watching liberals. Like, I was watching a show yesterday, and there was a liberal on there, and someone goes, "So what do you think about the Ruth Bader Ginsburg controversy?" And they go, "Oh, well, I see it's such hypocrisy." Like, he's trying to be witty. He's a hipster douche trying to be. He goes, "Oh, well, like Antonin Scalia going hunting with Dick Cheney, or Samuel Alito during." So yeah, I think it's they're hypocrites. It's like ay. Now we talked about the Alito thing. And remember, Democrats were outraged. They were appalled. We talked about that. I mean, they were appalled. But when Ruth does it, and Ruth is involved, well, then it's okay. That's how they work. That's how they work. That's how they work. It's kind of like the whole Supreme Court nomination thing. You've got video. You have tape. You have evidence. Well, of a time Biden, a whole slew of Democrats objected to filling a Supreme Court vacancy in the final year presidential term. And then when the Republicans turn around and do it, the Democrats are outraged. They're outraged. And you hear Chuck Schumer, all that. Well, that's different. How is it different? How is that different? Tell us how that's different. So they're doing the same thing on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg situation. So she said, on reflection, my recent remarks in response to press inquiries were ill-advised, and I regret making them. Judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. In the future, I will be more circumspect. I don't know what the hell that means. I probably said it wrong, too. Circumspect. I've never used that word before. She didn't apologize for calling Trump a faker. She didn't apologize for that. And it's funny, somebody asked Stephen Breyer about Ginsburg's comments, and Breyer said, if I had an opinion, I wouldn't express it. Can you imagine if we have a Clinton v. Trump? Can you imagine if we have a Clinton v. Trump? Remember, we only have 8 justices now. Ginsburg has to recuse herself. Now we got 7 justices. So she didn't apologize. But like I said, if this was Republican, forget about it. Because there was outrage on those other instances. We talked about it. They're outraged. But you're not talking about a case. You're not talking about a specific indictment. I mean, when Ginsburg is questioning Trump's tax returns, I mean, she's jumping in to the presidential race because she's not asking for Hillary Clinton's emails. She's not asking for Hillary Clinton's Goldman Sachs transcripts. So, yes, should there be outrage, or was the outrage justifiable when Scalia went hunting with Cheney? Yeah, definitely was like, I don't know if that was cool, but Scalia didn't come out and say, you know, that Obama, I think he's a Muslim. I think he's a faker. I don't think he's Christian. I think he's a faker. Matter of fact, he should produce his birth certificate. How he's been able to get away with that is amazing. Came out and said that. What are you kidding me? He'd be impeached. Because the left basically wanted to impeach him from going hunting. They wanted to impeach him for going hunting. Ginsburg walked it back. But it's like I said, she just basically said she's sorry for making a public statement. She didn't say she was sorry for calling Trump names. She just said, hey, I'm sorry I spoke out. I shouldn't do that. Okay, goodbye. I'm going to go back, drink my wine, and fall asleep, do my thing. Goodbye. There you go. Ginsburg. It's Rob's Carey Show. We're going to take a... we're not going to take a break. It's 12:35. We're done. It's over. So we'll see you guys tomorrow for... tomorrow's Friday, isn't it? Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. I think it's fun. Do you think it's fun Friday? Do you think it's fun? I don't know if it's fun Friday. I think it's a fun Friday. Well, we'll see how much fun it is tomorrow, but we will be talking about Pence. Okay? We'll be talking about Trump, talking about a whole bunch of things. So, see you guys tomorrow. Be good, be safe, and just remember, if you get pulled over, I'm gonna give you guys, okay. I'm going to give you guys a good bit of advice. If you ever pulled over and the cop tells you to hold up your hands, stick them out the car, you do it. The cop tells you to get down on the ground, you do it. Don't put your hand in your waist belt. Don't do anything like that, because you're going to get shot. You're going to get shot. You're going to die. Okay? When you get pulled over and the cop comes to your window, already have your license and registration out. Have that window down. If it's at night, have the dome light on. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Chinese. I don't care if you're Korean. I don't care if you're Mandarin. I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Hasidic Jew. And you got the top hat and the dreidel-like dread things coming from your hair on the sides. The light goes on. Woo, woo, woo. Okay? Light goes on. Turn that light on. Pull over. Turn that light on. Roll that window down. Grab that stuff. Put your hands up. That's it. You know how easy life will be right there? You know how easy life will be right there? Easy. 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 Takes your stuff. He runs your plates. He comes back and goes, here's a ticket. Or maybe he doesn't give you a ticket because you made this stop comfortable and easy. It's my advice to all my friends. And I've been there. I've done it. I've had my fair share of experiences with the popo. And I've never been shot. And it's not because I'm white. Because I do everything I just laid out, my friends. Everything that I laid out. It's Rob's Garrett Show. Show those hands. We'll see you guys tomorrow for another fun, action-packed Friday.